Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Chof Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi'i, in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that if a Yavam did not wait 3 months, and now he has a child, which is Sofek Tisha L'Rishon and Sofek Shiva L'Achron, we're not sure if he's the son of the first father of the one the late brother or the son of the Yavam. So the Gemara now is going to discuss a few scenarios regarding inheritance, who inherits who, and the discussion regarding the inheritance when you have the Sofek. So it says the Gemara, Ba Sofek, this child, we're not sure if it's a child of the first brother or the second, he's coming litos chelkoi shalofiv, he's coming to inherit his father, meaning his late father, he wants to come and inherit him. So they tell him, that's not your father, your father is the Yavam, you should not inherit him. Now the Yavam comes and says, I want to inherit my brother. Because the din is that the Yavam has the right to inherit the brother that died if he's the proper Yavam. But only if he's a proper Yavam. If the brother had a child, there's no dinibum. Amilei hani brei. So we tell him, this child is not yours. It's the child of the late brother. So you are not supposed to inherit him. So what should they do? Which they do is, they should do a deal between them, meaning the son, that doesn't know who's if he's the son of the first or the second, and the brother should go and make a deal. They say, one of us is supposed to inherit the late brother. Either the Yavam, because he did a Yibum, or the son, because he's the only son. So once they do a deal between them, they could go and take the inheritance and split the inheritance between them. And that's what it means, umichalkim nichsemes, nimtseso oimers, you see them here. Shif yuslochim, if they did a deal between them, hefsad lochim. So the other brothers lose out because they don't have a right to this inheritance. Tachus ba'achim, but if there's a fight between the brothers, between the Yavam and the son, and they can't reach a deal together, so then it's char ba'achim. That's the case of Rav Chaim. The other brothers will gain because they're going to inherit, they're going to be the ones going to inherit because each one, the son or the brother, they're going to push away. Kadir zigmah meis hazokin. If the old man died, which means the grandfather died, and now the brothers, the children of the old man, they want to come and divide the Yerusha. One of the children died. Comes the Sofek and he says, I'm the son, and I should take the place of my late father. So says the Gemara, Hare yesh, the Yusuf of Chaim is, Hare yesh kan bonim bevadai. The other children, meaning the brothers of the late brother, they are for sure children. And now, and the Gisav Chaim is Uben Aben Vasofik. And the grandson is a Sofik if he deserves it, because maybe he's not the son of the brother. Maybe he's the son of the Yavam. So ain't Sofik Moitzi Bidevadei, you give it to the brothers and not to the grandson. Continues the Gemara, Mesa Sofik. The Sofik died, meaning the child over here died. And the child is, who's going to inherit him? Hare Yeshkan Gisav Chaim is, Hare Yeshkan Achea Vivadei, meaning the other brothers are the brothers of the father. Either the brothers of the father because he's the son of the late brother, or because he's the son of the Yavam. They are all the uncles. They for sure related to him. Ve'av b'sofek. And the Yavam himself, is he may be a father, he may not. So therefore, when the Yavam says, I want to inherit my son, and the other brother says, who says you're the father? But we are for sure the uncles. So they are a vadai. And sofek moitzi b'dei vadai. Meis echol min achin. One of the brothers dies. And now the only ones who are left is the Yavam. And this boy, this child. So Areish kan ach bevadei. The Yavam is for sure a brother who deserves to inherit. Uben nach besofik. The son, he may be the son of the Yavam. And there he's not Roy Lirash because his father is Yerish. He may be the son of the late brother and he could be Yerish as well as an extension of the father, meaning another brother. So again, you have ein sofik moitzi bidei vadei. The son is a sofik while the Yavam is a vadei. Meisu imo shel sofik. If the mother of this sofik, of this child, died. Hare yeshkan ben revadai ubal besofik. So the sofik is for sure the son of his mother. The yavam may be the husband, because maybe this son is coming from the second marriage. He may not be the husband, because he was not allowed to marry her. So even though the din is that a husband inherits his wife, here he's not sure he's the husband. The son is for sure a son. Ein sofik moitzi bidei vadai, the son is the one who's going to inherit the mother. Kadir zegwan af chov gimel mud alef. Meisa sofik v'achakak meisa imoy. Now the child died, so he's for sure not inheriting. Now the mother died. So Shaila is, who should inherit the mother? Says the Gemara, Arei Yeshkan, Achei Em Bevadai Ubal Besofek. The brothers of the mother, they're for sure the brothers. The husband may be the husband, maybe not be the husband. So the Yerushalmi learns, when I have to, I don't know who you are, that's a Sofek. In Sofek Moitzi Midei Vadai. Continues the Gemara and says, Meis HaYovim. The last case over here is the Yovim himself died, and he has other children. Comes this child and he says, I want to inherit with my brothers. I want to inherit our father. So you have a kadmai miskin. If the original brother that died was poor, they tell him, go to your father. The Yavim is not your father. The other one is your father. Go to him. But if he was rich, so kulam ochim ochim. We're all brothers, the sons of brothers. We're all one big family. Let's inherit our father. Inherit the uncle as well. Meaning, if they want to take advantage and to be able to inherit the rich uncle, so they have to allow this son to be part of their family. It's a suffix. We're not sure if the son is the son of the Yavam, the son of the original brother. So they tell him, okay, so let's do it together. You're going to be part of us, so we'll be part of you. You'll take 50% of the late brother, and you'll come and join us in the nechasi of the Yavam, and we'll take the other 50% of the late brother because we're all together. So they could push him off, or they could tell him that they want to do a chalukah together. Says Gwantani, going back to the Mishnah says that you have the son who is suffix for the Risha, suffix to the Sheni. Harisha means that's first son that was born from the marriage. Haroyulius Kohen Gadol. He's going to be a Kohen Gadol because we manushak. If he's the son of the first one, it's a regular child. If he's the second one, he came from Yibum. Vasheni Mamza Bisofik. But the second one, the second child that will be born in the marriage between the Yavam and the Yavamo, he's a Mamza Bisofik because maybe she's not a Yavam at all. Maybe the first child was a child of the first and she was not allowed to marry the brother. So the child was born as a Mamza Bisofik. There's no such thing. Mamzer is only a vada mamzer. A sofik mamzer is not a mamzer. He does agree there's such a thing called sofik kutim, which basically means sofik of a goy, or sofik chalolim. A sofik is someone who's not sure if he is still a kohen or not. We know Maseches Kiddushin. We have a Sor Yuchsin only Bavel, 10 different types of Yuchsin, Koyen Levi Yisrael, and then we get to all kinds of different Sveikas. So part of the Sveikas over there are Sofik Cholol and a Sofik Kusi. He agrees to that list. There's only 8, there's not 10. Why? Who do we exclude? Any Sofik Mamzer. Two of the cases that are mentioned in that Mishnah is we talk about Shtuki and Asufi. Shtuki means we know who the mother is, but we don't know who the father is. When the child asks his mother, who's my father? She silences him. That's Shtuki. Be quiet. Asufi means they found the child in the middle of the street. They don't know who the father is. They don't know who the mother is. In both cases, a Sofik Mamzer. That's not, we don't have that in the list of the Mishnah. There's only Shmoyni Yuchsim, because there's no such thing as a Sofik Mamzer. They argue, they hold that a Sufi, you don't know who the father or the mother is, that is a Mamza Misofik. But Shtuki, we know who the mother is, you can assume the mother was with a Kashrutic person, and therefore you don't assume it's a Sufik Mamzer. But that the Derabban and Asura, they have the entire Asura Yuchsim, because they hold that a Sufi and Shtuki, they're both, because they have a din of a Mamzer Misofik. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam, Shenoflulo Nechosim, you have a Shemeres Yavam that inherited Nechosim from a different place, let's say from her father. Shem Bisil agree that while she's Shemeres Yavam, she's not considered to be married, and she has the right for these nechosim, she can do with whatever she wants. Meso, if she dies, Mayase biktuboso, nechosim, nechosim, yoitzim imo. What do you do with the ksuvo? The ksuvo is what the husband has to give her. And the nechosim, nechosim, yoitzim imo, that is the nichsi milug that she brought from her father's house. Because she is in between. She's not really married, but she's not fully free. So the yorshim of the husband, meaning the yorshim of the yavam, and the yorshim of the father, meaning the father, her father, they will split it. Always go to the chazaka. What's the chazaka? Ksuvo that comes with the husband, because yorshim stays with the husband. Whatever came from the father stays in the father's place. And as the Rebbe points out, that's exactly the beginning of the Mishnah. She inherited something, it's under her control. So if she dies, it goes now to her Yerushim, not to the husband's Yerushim, not to the Yavam's Yerushim. So the Gemara Shoymer Siyavim Shenovla Nechosev Vichulei Hochat Ama Mecheres Venusenes Vekayim. Here you say she could sell it. But then, Meiso Ma'ase B'Ksuv also, when you come to the next case of the Mishnah, V'Hachotom Ha'echluk Yosheba Im Yosheb, now you say you split. What's the difference if she's alive or not? Meiso B'Chanino Hadot Oma Mecheres Venusenes Vekayim Peshen Aflulo Ad Shelo Yoyso Shemeres Yavim. When you say she has the right, that's hers, that she can do whatever she wants, is that she got these nechosim before she became a Shemer Yovam. So that's why it belongs to her. Meaning you have to split it. It's not fully hers. She inherited when she became a Shemer Yovam, so she's somewhat related to the Yovam, and therefore she doesn't have full rights on these nechosim. So Moses says, okay, so let's say she gets it before she got Shemeres Yovam. But once she had Shemeres Yovam, now the property appreciated. Now that's Peiros. What's it then? Then whatever grows, whatever she benefits after she becomes Shemeres Yovam, then has a din of Nechosin that fell out of Shemeres Yovam, and then she doesn't have a full rights to it. Meaning, this case of Shemeres Yavam, Bet Shammai are not sure. Does he have a din of a husband? Or does not have a din of a husband? If he's a husband, he should inherit everything. If he's not a husband, he should not inherit anything. Because we're not sure, that's why we split it. Continues the Gemara Daf Chof Gimel on base. Bishilel Pshitaloin Shehu Kebal. According to Bishilel, he's for sure a husband. Says the Gemara, if so, V'yoyrish is a koil, so he should inherit everything. So he should inherit also Nichsim Miluk. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. She can afilu okiv enlu el achilas peres bilvat. A regular husband, he doesn't own the Nichsim Miluk, the Nechosim that his wife brought from his father or her father's house when he's alive. He doesn't own it completely. He just enjoyed the peres of these Nechosim. So now that he died and the brother takes over, he also doesn't own it completely, therefore he doesn't inherit her. If the Yorshu get her ksuva, meaning now that we say the Yorshu get her ksuva, so they are obligated to bury her, which is usually the obligation of the husband. If not, the Rishai said what he said, we would now know, maybe she didn't get a regular ksuva. So maybe there's no din on the ones who inherit the ksuva to go and bury her. What do you mean? A regular wife that never got a ksuvo. Doesn't she have kvuro? But Yisho is the kon of Chazal, the husband is mechuyev, is obligated to bury her. But here, I would think it goes together. If she has a ksuvo, she has kvuro. If not, here she never got the ksuvo, so maybe she doesn't have kvuro. The chiddush is that the ones that inherit the ksuvo, meaning the yoshim of the yavam, they also have to bury her as well. Once a Yavam marries the Yavama, does Yibum, so now she's completely his wife. The only thing that's different is that the Ksuva goes on the Nechasim, on the properties of her first husband, that's at the Tekon of Rabbanon, to tell us that he doesn't have to give his own Ksuva, he doesn't have to worry about the Ksuva in order to encourage you to do Yibum. Zok de Gemara, Kontso Hareiki Ishtoi Choldover Vichule. So the word now is quoting at the Sefta that says over there, Ketzad Huoise, meaning referring to Hayavam, or as Hayavama, he's not allowed to sell any of his properties because it's all Achroim the Ksuva. So they're all responsible to pay the Ksuva. But if he does want to sell, what should he do? Ketzad Huoise, Koines, he should marry, he should do Yibum. Umegarish divorced his wife, Umachzir, because now we learn the Mishnah, Ari Kishta Choldover, get divorced and marry her back. She's going to write a receipt on her ksuva, and then he could sell his nechosim. What does it mean? The way you read this mishnah, this braiso, is split into two. Meaning, either he divorces her, gives her a ksuva, and then she returns it back, and now it's his ksuva, so he's allowed to sell nechosim like any other husband, or he doesn't have to divorce her, she just gives him a receipt for the ksuva. Continues the Gemara of Zeir b'Shem Rav Nuno Konso v'Girusho v'Chziro. If he married her, divorced her, and married her back, im chidesh laksuva, if he added something to ksuva, ksuva osan nechosim, then the ksuva is on his nechosim. If he lav ksuva osan nichsi ba'al harishon, we saw in the Mishnah, the ksuva goes on nichsi ba'al harishon, even though he married her again. Again, we see it from our Mishnah. Usually, when a husband divorces his wife and remarries her, all goes back to its original ksuvo. And here, the original ksuvo was on the first husband, on the brother. So also here, the ksuvo continues going to be on the original husband. Come to a case that he divorces her and remarries her. Why could you say that he added a new ksuvo, an existing ksuvo, while she's married? It's coming to tell you a bigger chiddush. The what? Don't think that if he divorces her and remarries her, so now the ksuvo will be on him. Say no, it's still on the Baal HaRishon unless he added something to the ksuvo. Perechanami, if he adds something to the ksuvo without the divorcing her, also now his nechasim achroi on that. Abzori b'shem avnu no'amar, aruso shemeso ein leksuvo shaloi hutro li'nose lashuk. Meaning a wife that died, there's no ksuvo. Because the ksuvo is only if he divorces her or if the husband died. But if the wife dies, there's no ksuvo. Now, if she is nesua, if she's completely married, so anyway, the husband inherits her. But now that she's a ruso, so the husband doesn't inherit her, what happens to the ksuva? There's no ksuva. Says the Gemara in Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph, Shaloi Torba, don't think Yaseh Kimi Shegirish should be as if he divorced her, fi yela ksuva. I would think maybe if the Arusa died, it's as if he divorced her and he's obligated to give a ksuvo, and because he doesn't inherit her, it will go to her Yorshim. Chiddush is when a wife dies, there's no ksuvo at all, and therefore he doesn't have to give the ksuvo to the Yorshim. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Vamis Tav Chov Gimel.